Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about moments. Now, I remember reading a number of years ago that a moment is defined as a period of time that measures 2.5 minutes. Now, for most people, 2.5 minutes is not a long period of time. But depending on what you're doing, a moment can be a very long period of time. If you're hanging from a tree about to fall down and die, a moment's a very long time if you've got to hang on for someone to go for help. If you're waiting in a queue, a moment can be a very long time, or a red traffic light. But if you really think about it, in the overall scheme of our lives, which spans years generally, on average, the average lifespan's in the high 60s for most countries. So a moment, when you view it like that, is not actually that long. 2.5 minutes over 60 odd years, a moment's not very long. But here's a question for you. What if you could live your life in moment increments? That means that at any start of any moment, you could completely redefine how you think, how you feel, how you react, how you view things. If you could run your life in moments, increments of moments, with those criteria attached to it, that you could reinvent all of these things at the start of it, imagine how different your life would be. And the question is, why don't we live our lives like that? Why do we get caught in the rut? Why do we let our habits keep redefining who we don't want to be? So my question for you today is, how are you going to live your moments? I know for myself, I'm trying to become more and more aware. I'm far more aware of my moments than I have been. I'm still working on it. It's like everything, it's a work in progress. But I want you to start thinking about your moments. And that could be the way you converse with certain people. It could be the way you approach certain problems. It could be the way you do your job. It could be the way you deal with your children. I was having a conversation a few weeks ago with a gentleman, and he was saying that he stands really firm with his son. And his wife chipped in and said, "No, you don't. You buckle within minutes because, you know, you're too exhausted from work." And it suddenly made me think that if he just took that one moment, that 2.5 minutes, to establish that relationship with his son, the relationship would be so much better, just for those 2.5 minutes. I remember when my boys were growing up, if I asked them to do something, I gave them a moment to do it. Because if they were watching a TV show, I'd let them wait for the ads, or if they're watching a DVD, I'd wait for a break in the action or whatever. I gave them a moment to be able to finish what they were doing so they could do what I asked them to do. And that worked quite well for them. I think there was only 2 or 3 times that they didn't come out after a moment. But for the most part, it showed them respect for what they were doing, and it also let them know with enough warning that I wanted them to do something. So it worked out quite well. But I had to do it in moment increments. And I've started doing that with a lot of things. The way I approach people, the way I have conversations, the way I deal with my health. I try and do a moment of exercise a day, at least. Now, like I said, a moment, 2.5 minutes, you bang out some sit-ups, some push-ups, and some chin-ups. It's not that difficult, but you started off in moments. So today's podcast is, where are your moments? How are you spending your moments? Are you using your moments wisely? Because if you have enough good moments, you've got a good life. If you have enough horrible moments, you've got a pretty crappy life. So how are your moments? How would you define them? How are you using them? How are you investing your time in your moments to create your life? Okay, that's it for today. Nice and simple, as I said. I like to keep them nice and short. So, and this is Wayne of the 7 Big Questions signing off. Feel free to send me an email, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll catch you at the next podcast. Take care. Remember, it's your choice, always has been, always will be.